Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not sure if you all know this or not, but I truly, truly feel that we all have an angel watching over us on today. Thank you all so much for joining. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. We ask that you all please invite others to join the call with us so that they too can begin their days with the word of God. First, we thank you all so much for joining us yourselves, because without you, none of us would be here. We are grateful to each and every one of you that wake up every morning anticipating coming on to join us so that you can hear the word of God I appreciate you all so much. And it is my prayer that God would continue to be the guiding light in your lives, to be the force that pushes you to be the great people that you are, to go out there and let your light shine amongst the world so that they all know that God is real, he exists, and that he is in control. It's my prayer that he continues to bless you all in great ways. And after that blessing, you know that it was but God. I'm grateful for the blessings that he has bestowed upon my family, that we are all able to come together on this day that has been designated as Thanksgiving. And we're able to share it with some of our family members. Unfortunately, our older children won't be able to be here, hence their both boys are in the military and unable to come home, and our daughter is actually away from home this Thanksgiving as well. So I'm still grateful for those that will be here and thanking God in advance for the great time that we will have together. Also for all of the blessings that he's not only bestowed upon our family members, but those whom are close to our families, that we've had nothing but good fortune. And it's my prayer that he continues to shield us in his umbrella of protection and guide us to be a blessing to others. If you have a prayer request or would like to express your grace and thanksgiving on this Thanksgiving Day, please press the number 1 on your phone at this time. When the last 4 digits of your number are called, make your statement known. After we have done this, I'm going to ask someone to close us out in a word of prayer. Unfortunately, Brother Ben Griffin is not here with us today, so I'm going to ask either Brother Tansel or Brother Roger Jones to close us out with a word of prayer. So let's begin making our statements of thanksgiving. Caller 3964, you are on the air.
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Pam Williams. I am truly grateful for God, his grace and mercy for allowing my husband, Rick, Brother Rick, to be here this Thanksgiving because he's gone through such a traumatic incident with this cancer. So I'm truly blessed to have him here. Also thankful for my daughter Kennedy, mm-hmm. who's having some issues with her legs. And just thankful that God has allowed both of them to withstand so many medical issues in their lives. And thankful for traveling grace for us up and down the highway and for my daughter Jayla to be able to travel as well. And just thankful that he saw it fit that we will be able to have Thanksgiving together. And pray that all of you, too, are blessed this Thanksgiving Day. Thank you.
Thank you. Amen. Caller 3020, you're on the air.
Good morning, Danielle. Good morning, everyone on our call on this Thanksgiving. It's Bryant Ansel. And Danielle, I was just letting you know I'll be happy to pray for us at the end. I'm just very thankful that the Lord is blessed me and my family to see another day here on this earth. It's a cool morning here in Georgia, and I'm just taking it all in. Whatever weather patterns the Lord gives me, whatever time he gives me to just hear the birds sing in the morning and look up and be grateful for everything that he's provided me, I'm very truly grateful for. Grateful for my wife, for my dogs, for our life, for my mental health and strength and knowledge and being able to provide for my family. And I'm just grateful for my parents and my siblings and all my friends and my extended family. So I'm going to do my best to make more contributions in the Grace Nurtured going forward. And I'm praying that something I say is just touching the lives out there. So I'll hold on to pray for that at the end of the program. But thank you so much, Danielle.
Thank you so much, Brother Cancel. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Caller 4867, you're on the air.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Patricia. I come this morning with thanksgiving, thanking God for all of his goodness, even with different and difficult situations at times in our lives. In the midst of it all, God is still good through it all, and thanking him for allowing us to have the opportunity to be with him and be a part of him and family on a whole. Again, as I mentioned, when things go on just a little difficult, he's there in the midst. There's so many things that are that's great, and he's an abundance God, and he's a great provider, protector, and a shielder for me and my family. And I'm thankful for my family. Yeah. I'm thankful for God blessing us as he has, and asking for continuous prayers for my family as well as myself. Thank you. In the church family.
Thank you.
In the church, Christ and the whole. Thank you.
Thank you.
Caller 2542, you are on the air. Okay. Let's see. Caller 3171, you are on the air. And no one else has suppressed the number one. What I'm doing is just going through the list, randomly selecting people. If you would like to give a statement of thanksgiving, we ask that you do so at this time. If not, within the next few attempts, we'll just go to Brother Cancel and have him close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Jones, would you like to give a statement of thanksgiving?
Yes, we're thankful for this year, for many of us that were not affected with the coronavirus, and we're thankful for members of our families who were infected and who came through successfully by the grace of God. And we're even thankful for our families who lost loved ones due to coronavirus or underlying issues during that infection, that God kept our families together and kept us healthy still, and helping us to look into the situation and to see what it is that we can learn, what we can appreciate more, and how we can bring glory and honor to his name. And I'm just thankful for Brother Bradshaw and the Grace Nurture Church, Graceview Church, for this program, for Brother Matlock, Brother Tansel, Brother Griffin, for their participation, the messages that they bring each and every week. And as Brother Brian Tansel stated previously, that we are hoping and trusting and praying that what we prepare and present to the listeners, to our brothers and sisters, and perhaps those who are not members of the body of Christ, will cause us to think more seriously on this time side of life. For time is not promised to us. It used to be said that we're here today and gone tomorrow, but we're here today and gone today. So let us make sure that we walk circumspectly, carefully, with vision and with wisdom, and let us try to rectify every situation that we possibly can where there are breaches in our relationship with our family members, our brothers and sisters in Christ, people in our communities that we're having strife with. Let the Lord work in our hearts that we may present a spirit of Christ, that they will see Christ in us and that God would be glorified. Sister Danielle, we're just so thankful for you as well, for your faithfulness, your tenacity, your commitment every day of the week, Monday through Friday, rain, sleet, or snow. You're here, and you do a wonderful job. We trust and pray that your husband and other truckers that are transporting goods to and fro will respect each other's traveling space, and that the Lord will keep them safe as he has done thus far, and we are eternally grateful for that.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much, Brother Jones. We'll take one more. I'm not sure if I've already allowed this person or not, so call 1340. You are on the air.
Good morning. This is Carol Walker. I'm grateful that
since the 15th of August. I've been able to sleep on my daughter's couch to be there for her. Pray the prayer of thanking God in advance that it didn't work out in my favor, but I'm still grateful. Lost husband, then August the 25th, we lost my son-in-law, my daughter's husband, but I'm still grateful. I'm thankful that we're still here to celebrate our birthday, which we both have. So I'm just grateful and thankful to God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Walker. Brother Tansel, we appreciate you so much, and I give it over to you to close us out in a word of prayer.
Thank you, Sister Danielle. Thank you, everyone on our program. And I know the Lord has heard our hearts and what's on our mind and our thoughts, and I know the Lord is hearing our prayers. Thank you so much for everyone that participated in the call this morning. So bow with me now in a word of prayer. Father, we are speaking to you humbly this morning, just giving reverence, giving thanks to you on this lovely Thanksgiving day. We're thankful you allowed us to make it to this day. We thank you for all the trials, the tribulations, and the struggles that we've gone through. We know that, Lord, you're just refining us into a special diamond that's going to be placed in the right place at the right time. And we pray, Lord, that every prayer, every thought today of positivity, of gratefulness, of just being hurt and being able to come through it on the other side because you walk with us every day, Lord, we pray that we're able to be comforted. We pray that we gain the strength we need just to continue to be the powerful people we are. Lord, let us study more. Let us get more active in our communities with things going on around us. That is one way we bring more people to you, by showing that we care for others. And when we care for others, it just comes back and manifests itself tenfold. There's so many of us hurting, Lord. Let us seek out more Bible passages. Let us read and study more to become more knowledgeable about your word and be better Christians as we walk through this life. Let us get involved in our communities more. Let us reach out to other more, because when we do that, it just makes us better people, Lord. We thank you for this lovely program that we're able to speak to you in a way that humbles us and that gives you all the glory. We love our Savior. Our Savior loves us too. And we seek your favor in everything that we do. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We love everybody. Eat a great meal today. It doesn't matter how much it is, just a little, but give thanks back to the Lord for just allowing us to breathe another moment in this life so we can continue to do his will here on earth. The Lord hears your prayers, and may his will be done. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.